Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 5th of June. Today we get more labour market data from the United States in the form of what has become the increasingly unreliable US employment report. The expectation for today is of a fairly static report. No change in unemployment and a payrolls gain below 100,000, but in line with more or less stability in the overall conditions of the labour market. However, the range of forecasts for payrolls today is fairly scattered, and almost no one is forecasting the actual consensus number. In this sort of situation, the relationship between average earnings and wage growth weakens. If there are fewer jobs being created overall, the risk is that changes in the composition of the workforce will have a disproportionate impact on the averaging process required to get to average hourly earnings. It only takes a spike in the number of high-income jobs being created to raise average earnings, even if no one is actually getting a pay rise. The US labour market has assumed more importance than normal in the last 16 months. In the current situation, US consumer spending on non-oil products depends on a willingness to lower savings rates to pay for the current higher oil prices. Exactly the same pattern was followed last year with US tariffs. But this stabilization effect depends on two things. First, the price increases should not be so large as to overwhelm the savings rate. And second, consumers need to have enough confidence in the future to be willing to lower their savings rates. Inevitably, confidence in the future is likely to depend on job security, which is why maintaining the no fire part of the no hire, no fire labour market in the States is so important. The US is perhaps more vulnerable than other economies, having eroded its savings rate during the tariff era, and with additional layers of policy uncertainty, raising more questions about the stability of the labour market. However, for now, today's data should reassure markets that consumers will continue to spend. The rest of the calendar is fairly subdued. Bank of England Governor Bailey is speaking after markets close, and this is marking the anniversary of the publication of Smith's Wealth of Nations. Fascinating, no doubt, but unlikely to excite the financial markets. Revised first quarter euro area GDP is even less calculated to arouse the passions of the investing community. Revised data never does. Euro area data almost never does. And the first quarter is a whole war away from the way the world is operating at the moment. On the war news, the latest information at attempts to a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon having failed has not proved to be a surprise. The stalled nature of talks between Iran and the United States has not proved to be a surprise. Markets want to be optimistic, but investors are not going to give up being cynical unless discussions about progress on talks include some communication from Iran, and that has generally not been forthcoming. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein
does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.